Hank. I never thought you were a coward. I guess I was wrong. And with that, he walked down to the house and called the sheriff, leaving me alone with my thoughts and guilt. Actually, I would have been glad to be alone at that moment, but guess who chose that very moment to appear? The guy I least wanted to see. My least favorite character on the ranch. The world's biggest pest and pain in the neck. Pete. I heard his purring behind me and turned to see him come sliding along the south side of the machine shed. His tail was stuck straight up in the air and he was rubbing on the big sliding doors. Oh, and he was grinning.
How's it going, Hanky? Having a bad day?
I shot him an ice pick glare. I'm sure you've been eavesdropping, Kitty, so you probably know that this hasn't been a great day for me. I've been accused of terrible crimes I didn't commit.
Well, darn. Is there anything I can do to help?
Sure. Tell Slim that he got it all wrong. I knew that creep was stealing saddles, and I even went down to work the case. By this time, he had run out of things to rub on and had begun rubbing on my legs.
Yes? And what happened?
Don't rub on my legs, you little weasel. He batted his eyes and grinned.
I thought you liked it.
I don't like it. I hate it. What happened? Well, I was about to make an arrest and blow the case wide open when... His eyes popped open.
Yes?
The air hissed out of my lungs. He forced me to... Well, to eat chocolate candy. It caught me off guard. How can a dog bite the hand that feeds him candy? If he'd kicked me or started yelling, I would have... Skip it. Never mind.
Poor doggy. And now everybody's mad at you and thinks you're a coward. How sad. I think I'm going to cry.
Do you think the little snake started crying? Do you think he really cared? Well, hang on and you'll soon find out.